State Representative Clay Ford was remembered as a friend, mentor, and tender conscience to all who served with him. Ford was 74 years old when he died in March after battling cancer. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody has the latest in our year-ender series.
Having served in the Arkansas House of Representatives in the 1970s, Clay Ford was first elected in 2006 from Florida House District 2 and won a second term 2 years later. After the 2010 census shifted him to District 3, he was elected in 2012 by garnering 74% of the vote in the Republican primary, with no opponent in the general election. His illness had kept him from the start of the 2013 legislative session.
Somebody who would think before they spoke. He always chose his words carefully. He was well-spoken because he had thought through things.
Pensacola realtor Dave Merzen served with Ford in the House in Tallahassee. He said Ford brought with him a wealth of experience from both his time in Arkansas and as an Army officer.
To a group of people who generally are a younger crowd that run and are impulsive and reactive, Clay was one of those people that was able to say, now hold on, from my experience, this is what we've done in the past. And that's why he was listened to and respected so much.
During his campaign in 2008, Ford, who would chair the House Energy and Utilities Subcommittee, was a supporter of alternative energy development in general and dealing with carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels in particular.
And here in Florida, one thing we can look toward is underwater energy production from the Gulf currents by underwater turbines. That'll produce as much as 20% of Florida's energy needs for the future. So we'll look for innovative things to do like that. Solar power, much more affordable now. The new storage cells are much better. Nuclear power takes 10, 12 years to bring online, but it's much, much safer than it used to be. We've got to use all sources to get to where we want to go, but we've got to keep it affordable while we're getting there.
In 2010, when oil from the Deepwater Horizon explosion began washing onto beaches in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, Ford, who the previous year had voted in favor of allowing the governor and cabinet to grant drilling leases within 3 miles of Florida's shores, had a 180-degree turnaround.
You know, I've been trying to keep an open mind about drilling in the Gulf. Let me tell you, my mind's not open anymore, because the very thing that was a sales pitch for how safe it was during hurricanes, that's all we talked about, was the cutoff valves were going to automatically take care of that. It wasn't going to be oil spills. What we're hearing now is that there were hydraulic leaks that kept the cutoff valves from working. They really didn't have backup plans.
In 2012, Ford sponsored House Bill 695. Besides promoting public-private ventures, it also would have enabled oil companies to avoid waiting for the state to offer land leases on the open market. Ford said the measure did not authorize any drilling, and he reiterated his opposition to drilling offshore.
All it'll do is allow the land management agency, whether it's a water district or any other kind of state agency that has control of state lands, to negotiate and allow them to pre-negotiate the terms of any oil or gas reserves that are located. The state is not obligated to do anything financially, and the land management agencies are not obligated to negotiate.
The measure failed to make it to the House floor. Before he went to Tallahassee, Clay Ford was involved in local politics as a member of the Gulf Breeze City Council and Mayor Pro Tem. City Manager Buzz Eddy says that's when Ford became involved with the Florida League of Cities, where he eventually rose to the presidency.
And just took the same kind of enthusiasm reaching out to those cities as he did representing the citizens of Gulf Breeze. And he would travel all around the state and learn about the issues in Jacksonville or Miami or Tampa and bring that back to Tallahassee, to the Florida League of Cities, in the same way he did here representing the local folks.
After Ford's death, a special election was called to fill the vacancy in House District 3. Buzz Eddy said at the time he hoped that whoever won the seat would adopt some of Clay Ford's legacy and take it back to the State House.
That whole idea of perseverance and diligence and communication, that's really what you want, is somebody that's willing to get out there and work hard and find out what the constituents want and then deliver. That's, I think, makes a good state representative, a good mayor pro tem, and a good city council member.
Republican Mike Hill won that special election in June and is serving the remainder of Ford's term. During the 2013 session, the Florida legislature named the Minority Scholarship for Accounting Students the Clay Ford Scholarship Program. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.